Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
If you aren't healthy, both mentally and physically, you're not even able to get out of the gate to have your best year ever. You know, the person that has their health has 1,000 dreams, and the person who does not has but one. And I've personally lived this. My mom has not been in the best of health over the last few years. And I remember sitting on her bedside several months ago, and she was in tears basically saying, "The only thing that I want is to feel good again." And when you're not feeling good, that is the only thing you want. So you really need to keep track of your mental health and your physical health so that you can achieve your dreams and lead your business and craft that best year ever. So that's why health is number one. Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast, here for this little mini season around your roadmap to success for your best year ever. And I hope you enjoyed last week's session, and I hope you did the homework. Did you download the legacy tool? Did you watch the quick video? Did you actually do the exercises? Did you take it even one step further, like we talked about, and actually write your eulogy? If you did, you're on the right track to making next year your best year ever. And that's the goal here of this little mini series. You know, if you didn't do it, there's still lots of time to do it. You don't have to start. You don't have to do this week by week. You can sort of package these up into four podcasts and just listen to them all at once and knock it off. However you like to do it, and however, whatever time permits, they're here for you and they will be here as we roll them out over the next couple of weeks. But the idea is, remember the idea around the entrepreneurial IPA that we talked about last week. Ideate, postulate, and activate. Don't just listen to these podcasts this month. You need to actually activate your ideas and, you know, give them some thought, postulate around those ideas. I'm asking you to do a lot of thinking, a lot of sort of deep thinking, but you need to activate and actually put the pen to paper or type it into the sheets that all of the sheets that I'm providing here this month are either fillable PDFs where you can print them off and scribe them or put them on your iPad and use an iPen like I do. I like to still handwrite stuff, but I handwrite them digitally, essentially. But that's the idea. You don't want to end up this time next year saying those three words that we chatted about as well last week. I shoulda, I coulda, and I woulda. This week, we're going to dig a little deeper into using a framework that will allow you to advance with purpose next year. And for several years now, I've used a planner. In fact, I've used an abundance of planners, and I never really seemed to connect with the one that I loved so much that I wanted to keep using it. I've tried the hardbound ones. I've tried the three-ring ones. Sometimes I wouldn't fill out a whole day or even sometimes a week. I felt I was wasting the pages of the book. Even if the areas within the planner, those certain areas, there were some that I used and some that I didn't, and many of the areas often weren't really suited for my life as a leader and entrepreneur. You know, I probably bought and tried 10 different well-respected planners, and none of them ever really seemed to catch my attention enough to keep using them. So a few years ago, I created a digital one that I can maneuver and manipulate depending on my needs and wants for the year, the quarter, the week, and the day. And as you know, our personal lives and our businesses often blend together as entrepreneurs. I'm not a huge believer in the notion of work-life balance. I'm more into the concept of living the life you want to live. For some, their work is what they truly love. It gives them energy and it lets them express who they are. It's where their relationships are and where their mission really lies. You know, it's a personal thing, and you have the power to align the life the way that you desire. The big component, which is often overlooked when you just let things happen, is the use of your time. I love this quote, and I first heard it from Dean Jackson. There are only 24 hours in the day. You can't buy more, and you can't use less. How you elect to use your time is ultimately up to you and vitally important to the success of your future. I like the idea of seasons. You know, most businesses have busy times of the year and lighter times of the year, and understanding the ebbs and flows of your business are crucial aspects to setting up what you want out of your life and your business in order to make it your best year ever. I don't really buy the notion when people say, we're always busy, there's no slow time in our business. If that's the case, you don't have the proper processes and systems set up to allow you to live your life and enjoy your business. And that's something that I work on a lot with my clients, is really giving them that ability to take away the frustration of being endlessly busy and setting up the right process, the right people, the right surrounding, the right culture, all of that sort of stuff. So after completing the legacy exercise from last week, you should have some excellent guidance on how you want to spend your time for the next 50 years. You know, we use that 50-year framework because we really want to put it out there and far. And you may say, you know, I don't even have 50 years left. That's not the point. The point really is you put it out there past when you think to yourself that you're actually going to leave this world. And the understanding of what you want to leave as your legacy should really light the fire under you to begin to change the things in your life and business that will allow you to fulfill those aspirations. And just to recap, we talked about this a little bit last week too, but the idea of this mini season is, imagine if you're sitting in the same locations as you are right now, a year from now, and you've just experienced your best year ever. How'd that make you feel? What would it do for your confidence, your sense of accomplishment, and for the energy around your family, your business, and your team? You've blown through most of your goals and you're feeling stronger than ever, mentally, physically, and financially. There are tools and frameworks that'll help you get there, and I'm going to be sharing another free one with you again today. Last week, I briefly touched upon the idea that you need a roadmap in order to get you where you're going. You don't simply hop in a car and drive. There needs to be a destination, and the destination is your legacy that we talked about last week, and a series of routes that get you there. And sometimes, you know, you'll veer off the path, but with the understanding of the heading and the bearing that you're setting through your legacy and being consistent and constant around it, it's vitally important in order to get you to that destination and knowing that, knowing where the steering is. And now that you know what that legacy is and know what you truly want out of your life, you need to break it down and be a bit more granular. One of my coaches along the way, Joel Weldon, introduced me to an acronym for the word system. And the system saves you stress, time, energy, and money. So the system, the word system, break it down, saves you stress, time, energy, and money. And that's what a proper planner can do for you as well. It'll take away the procrastination. It gives you direction. It reminds you of your course. It helps you keep track of what's most important and who's most important and why it's most important. With clockwork rhythm, a planner will reduce the stress, save you time. And we all know that time is money, and money can help you buy the freedoms that you desire. I'm excited to announce a new assessment on my website. Are you feeling like you're killing it in some of the areas of your business and life as an entrepreneur, yet maybe not up to your potential in a few others? Slide on over to simplifyingentrepreneurship.com and take the assessment to see what you're excelling at and some of the areas that you can put a plan together to work on so that you'll have an even better future. It only takes about 12 minutes and will open up some ideas to grow your business and entrepreneurial life. You'll find the Take the Assessment button in the upper right-hand corner of simplifyingentrepreneurship.com. So take the assessment and start building your plan for growth. So similar to last week, I have a tool for you this week. It's called the One-Page Planner, go figure. For a copy of the planner and a video on how you can use it, just simply go over to simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/planner. And just to be clear, the One-Page Planner is more than one page. It's laid out so that each of the following sections is compacted into one page. So you have your one-page life, your one-page year, your one-page quarter, your one-page week, and your one-page day. And for this podcast today, we're going to focus on one-page life, and we'll dig into the other ones next week. Do you actually use a planner currently, or have you used one in the past? What is it that you love about using one if you do use one? And what was it that brought you to stop using one? Maybe it isn't the right one for you, or maybe several of the areas weren't aligned with your needs. And that's why I've created this PDF version that's downloadable and easy to use. And you can fill it out digitally, or you can use the Apple Pen type thing with app called Notability is what I use, or print off the sheets and handwrite them as well, which is still a great option for most people. You know, I like Dan Sullivan's concept of the four entrepreneurial freedoms, the freedom of time, money, relationship, and purpose. So much so, I've really sort of renamed them essentially, but I've incorporated them into my planner system as well. And if you go back to season one, episode 19 with Michael Reddy, we got into that idea of bucketizing your life. So the first page of the one-page planner is exactly that. It's the one-page life. So start off by rereading your legacy documents from last week and pull up the one-page life sheet from the download here today and begin to fill it out with a long-range focus. Look at sort of a 25-year framework of what you want to achieve in those six areas that are outlined there. And I'll go through the six areas for those of you that haven't had the opportunity to download it yet. The first one's your health. And the reason it's first is because if you aren't healthy, both mentally and physically, you're not even able to get out of the gate to have your best year ever. You know, the person that has their health has 1,000 dreams, and the person who does not has but one. And I've personally lived this over the last year when my mom has not been in the best of health over the last few years. And I remember sitting on her bedside several months ago, and she was in tears basically saying, the only thing that I want is to feel good again. And when you're not feeling good, that is the only thing you want. You can't dream about your best year ever. All you're concerned about is feeling better again. So you really need to keep track of your mental health and your physical health so that you can achieve your dreams and lead your business and craft that best year ever. So that's why health is number one. The next one I put in is your mission, purpose, and career. And depending on where you are in life, this category can be used in different ways, but it really ties back to last week's episode of your legacy. What do you want that to look like? What's your mission? What's your purpose in life? What do you want out of your career? If you're retired, then it's more about your purpose and mission. And if you're starting up, it may be more sort of about your career in order to align with your mission and purpose. So all of those things just sort of around that idea of what's your mission, purpose, and career. And then the next one, so important, is your relationships. Think about your family, your friends, your team, your clients, and your suppliers, all of those people that help you deliver your promise to your clients on the work side, and all of those people that mean everything to you on the family side. What do you want out of those relationships? The next piece is your wealth. How do you want to live, and how much is enough? When is enough enough? That's something we don't ask ourselves sometimes, where we just say, I want more. But when actually is enough enough? And what comforts are you wanting? And what will it take to get you there? Your fifth section is called growth. And what areas of your life do you want to expand? Your spirituality, your deeper learning of interests, you know, a better understanding of the areas of life that interest you, but you really haven't maybe dedicated enough time to in the past, or you need to dedicate more time to because you're just feeling the need to do that at this point in life. And the sixth and final area is leisure time. And that's one that's sort of interesting because as entrepreneurs, this is where it kind of gets blocked a little bit. And we often leave that out, especially at the earlier stages of being an entrepreneur. But from this perspective, I need to have it in there to have dedicated leisure time. As leaders, we generally don't set aside enough time to enjoy our lives. We get bogged down in the day-to-day and putting out the fires of our business. And what are the things you love to do? And what are the things that you want to do in the next year? The things that, you know, maybe have been on your bucket list, or the things that you've been procrastinating about doing because they haven't been high enough on your priority list, the things that will align with some of those, your health and your wealth and your, all of those different things. What are the things in your leisure time that you could actually write down and be conscious of? So these are the things that align your one-page life. And that's it for homework this week. You'll see the sheets in the download. You'll see other sheets in the download as well. And you can work ahead if you want by looking at the accompanying video that we've laid out with the planner. We'll get into talking about your one-page year, your one-page quarter, your week, and your day next week on the podcast as we roll through how to make this your best year ever. And you know, the last episode of the month, we're going to get into goal setting as well. So not only are we talking here about, this is more of our personal lives as entrepreneurs that lead back into our businesses, but then we're going to take it and then we're going to set some goals for the next year in the last episode of this mini season two. It's the map to get you your best year ever. And remember, don't let fate dictate your future. You've got this. Breaking things down in the way that will bring you clarity. And as I mentioned in every episode of season one of my sort of general lines that I use with simplifying entrepreneurship is clarity creates confidence and confidence ignites momentum. And the one-page planner really is the best tool I know to create personal clarity, the clarity for your life and the clarity for what you need to do within your business to deliver the life that you deserve for taking the risks of being an entrepreneur. So going back to that entrepreneurial IPA, ideate, postulate, and activate. And we've been talking about the first two, ideate and postulate, and thinking about all these ideas and brainstorming, and hopefully have got you thinking about all these different things. But now it's up to you to activate. Once the episode's over, head on over to the simplifyingentrepreneurship.com. So simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/planner and download the planner. Watch the videos and set yourself up with 30 minutes to do this exercise. Start today. If you don't have 30 minutes to do it today, put it on your calendar for tomorrow. You need to actually give yourself a little bit of time to do this and start it off so that you can get all of those things going, get the creative juices flowing. If you just kind of give yourself 5 minutes, you're not going to give yourself enough due diligence and enough time to think about all of these things. So only you can hold yourself accountable on this one. Do you actually want to make a difference next year? I sure hope you do. Reach out to me if you have any questions whatsoever regarding all of this that we've talked about over the first couple of episodes of this mini season. And you can find me on Instagram at PeteMoore_coach or find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, or simply email me at Pete@Moore.coach. It's time to put the system in place to make it your best year ever. Start today and make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at IRONICK media.com.